My brothers and sisters in Christ, today we celebrate Laetare Sunday, which means we're halfway through the season of Lent, so there should be some excitement in our hearts. It means that we're to be joyful. Deacon Randy and I are so joyful we decided to wear pink today, so praise God for that. We're very close to the Easter season, and Laetare Sunday reminds us that Easter is near, that even though we are going about subdued with multiple penances, we're not doing this to be a suppressed people. We're not going to be under oppression. The reason why we have a penitential attitude is one based on hope of resurrection and new life, eternal life. How critical it is for us to connect the difficult work that we're doing during Lent, asking for forgiveness, acknowledging our own offenses, and also the new life, the celebration that comes when we do that work. It is essential that we rejoice, which is what Laetare Sunday is all about, reminding us, even in the midst of the difficulties of Lent, that we're supposed to be joyful. We're supposed to be wearing pink. Our Father in heaven is constantly looking out for us. He's looking for us. Where are they? Where are my children? And you can see this son as he's coming back to his father, going through in his mind, okay, I have to tell Dad that I really messed up. Essentially, I told him I want him to die. I didn't care about my dad. Now I have nothing. You can see him hanging his head and going over what he's going to be saying to his dad. But then you notice, while he's still a long ways off, the gospel says to us, while he's still far away off, his father saw him, which goes to show that our Father's looking out for us. When we have that attitude of repentance, think about what's in the mind of God. Wow, they're coming back. And what happens? The father runs out there to him like a crazy guy. Why is he running out to him? He smells like pigs. He sold his half the farm. They probably know what he was up to while he was out there. The older brother seems to know what he was up to. Gave all that money away. Seems like a pretty worthless guy, but look what happens. His father's running out to him. Before he can say everything, his father's embracing him. His father's embracing him. And so you can see that love, that powerful love that's alive in the heart of the father, looking for his children returning. And there's a real danger here. There's a real danger to fall into this attitude that the older brother has, right? His father says we must rejoice. We must rejoice when he comes home again, when he turns around, when there is a desire to come back. We have to rejoice. There's a danger in becoming too critical about our sins, about the sins of others. Is justice necessary? Absolutely. Do you have to turn away from your sins? You better. We better turn away from our sins. Because you can't get to heaven if you have sins on your soul, if you like your sins. There's no place for you in heaven. But what happens when you decide to turn around, when you have that moment in your examination of conscience, like the younger son who's sitting there looking at the pigs and saying, I wish I had what pigs had to eat. That looks really good. And he's like, what am I saying? And all of a sudden it comes to him, I'm an idiot for all the things that I did wrong to my dad, to my brother. When we have that moment of examination of conscience, hopefully you do that every night, every day, take some time to think about your sins. When you have that moment that you turn around, that you come back to God, and that we don't have that attitude of the older brother that just wants to beat down. The season of Lent, it is critical that we rejoice. Rejoice. I say it again, rejoice. The Lord is near. The readings that you heard from Paul and from the book of Joshua today remind us of this. Paul says, whoever is in Christ, in other words, the one who's been forgiven, is a new creation. Old things have passed away, new things have come. And all this is from God. And that what happens? When we're forgiven, we become ambassadors for Christ. That was Bishop Ziegfeld's motto. I think maybe some of you remember that. ambassadors for Christ. What happens? When we are forgiven, we become a means of forgiveness for others. We're willing to forgive other people. It's critical. And we're happy to do it. We're not like the older brother who's like, okay, great, I have to go in and party with him because he's back. So all kinds of, that attitude is very dangerous. It's very dangerous. There was a old miserly woman one time who said, who looked out at the world and all of the nasty things that were going on in the world. She said, you know what, if I was God, I'd be hitting the smite button a lot more. Sending lightning bolts down and hitting people. I don't know. It's a little bit crazy to have that attitude, to want bad to happen to people, to not rejoice with those who are coming back. We have to rejoice in our own hearts when we've turned away from our sins and we're coming back to God. We have to, but we need to do that also for others. When we see other people turning around, saying that they are sorry and welcoming them back, Jesus wants us back. It can happen. It can happen. He comes to us in this Holy Eucharist to feed us. Let's prepare our hearts to receive him and to rejoice when we come to him.